This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Documentary filmmaker Mo Morris has a background in immigration law and social justice activism. Her first feature film focuses on an activist, but one who does her work through art, painter and muralist Edith Boone. The film A New Color, The Art of Being Edith Boone, follows the 75-year-old artist as she helps school kids and seniors express themselves through paint and follows her own muse through personal struggle and tragedy. KALW's Jen Cheehan talked to Morris and Boone about how the movie came to be.
Now, this is your first feature film. Did you know that it was going to be a feature film when you first started thinking about
it? I did not know it was going to be a feature film. I had no idea what would go into making a feature film, but I started it when I was a student in film school, and I thought it would be a great 10-minute project. So I asked Edie with that in mind, saying, could I do a little documentary about you? And she said,
No.
And why did you say no, Edie?
Because I have been doing community work all my life, and I never wanted to be in the limelight. I always wanted just to do the work so I could be equal with the people that I was working with.
How did Mo convince you?
She just got a great rap.
So what made you want to make a film about Edie?
I learned about all the community murals and how she had brought people together on each different one to access what it was that they were concerned about in their community or what vision they had for their community. I learned about that, and I learned how people had been impacted by her, and I thought it would be a great story.
Now, Edie, you work a lot with different community groups. In the film, we see you working with kids and seniors, and you've done a lot of murals in community. And you tell a story in the film about the first time that you felt like politics and community and art kind of came together for you in painting your first mural. Let's take a listen.
30, 40 years ago, when I lived in the Johnson Housing Project in East Harlem. In the beginning, it was really, really great. Good neighbors, good people. During that time, you know, neighbors looked out for each other. But when problems did arrive, people coming into the building, urinating in the building, and the elevators breaking down a lot, and you're walking up and down the steps. I just got so disgusted with that, that I felt that the tenants needed to take action. And I confronted the New York City Housing Authority. And they gave me money for paint. Because I had this idea that if everybody painted something on their floor and people got together, that they would become closer as neighbors and that they would be doing something together and it would bring pride to the building. I didn't know what a mural was. That was my first time that I ever got involved politically with an art project and organizing people.
Would you mind talking a bit more about that?
There were so many things wrong and nothing being addressed for the tenants. And I felt like I needed to go and do something. And they gave me just regular paint. I went from floor to floor, talked to the people. And every floor was done in my building. And then another building wanted to do it in another building. So it was about 25 buildings there. And I helped do 25 drawings.
Wow.
And had people involved. And then things started changing after that.
And so that very first idea, it kind of just came to you.
It just comes to me through art. I just think that things can change. I always tell the children and anybody I work with that everybody in this world is an artist. That's the excitement I have, that when I get these creative ideas, I can go and pass it on to other people.
And it sounds like that was something that was really, that struck you, Mo, about Edie and her work, is how she connects different people.
Well, I knew that if I stuck close to Edie and followed her around and just paid attention, that would come to us. I saw her working with people of all ages. It's just a wide variety of people from all different walks of life, and it's very exciting.
And I think the most important thing that goes on is when I work with people, I try to get people to trust me. Trust is very important for people to listen.
Well, Edie, you yourself suffered a personal tragedy during the filming of this movie, your nephew, Eric Garner, mm-hmm. was killed by the police. And this is something that made the national news, but something that really, of course, struck very close to home for you. How was that for you, having the movie happening at the same time as that?
Well, I didn't even think about the movie when it happened. I'll say about 3 weeks after it happened, I knew that it was going to be a change. I knew that his death was going to make a difference. I knew it because I have a lot of friends. They are all different nationalities. And I would tell them, you know, the police officers are not kind to African-American people. They would say, mm-hmm. And it was just passed over and never engaged in conversation about it with me because I don't think that they believe me. But she heard me when I told her that this time. You know, I mean, she listens to me a little bit more. I think you hear me now.
I always hear you, yeah.
Yeah, because these things, children are being abused right to the day. And that's why a lot of African-American kids are growing up angry because they're being abused.
What do you think of this, of the new generation of artists who are coming up around the Black Lives Matter movement?
I think it's wonderful that, and the young people are so strong now, to me, that they really do care of what happens to themselves and the world and the future. So I have hope. And that's why I do it, too, because I have great-grandchildren, and I have grandchildren. I want to see their world better. I want to see my children's world better.
How has making this film changed you?
The making of the film, to me, is synonymous with the deepening of my relationship with Edie, and that has changed me. That has changed me in profound ways, that I could get so much more of an understanding of what it's like to be a Black person in America, to realize that there's important work to be done for all of us. I think that I always tried to do my part, but it wasn't with as much of an informed heart as I have now. And so that's a major motivation for me to make the film.
Edie, I'm wondering if having a movie made about you and being able to kind of see yourself reflected back through that, if that's changed how you think about your art or how you do your art.
I want to do things on Black Lives Matter. I want to do something more. I want to think about what am I painting. Before, I had the idea that I wanted to do art so other people can get something out of it. Now I want to do something that I want to get something out of it.